make the kids sing it. Y'all say amen.
Amen.
If you're awake, you're glad you're saved, say amen.
Amen.
All right. The Lord and I wrestled for a long time today. He won. I'm not going to preach, but I want to preach. Preach what I want to preach.
Good.
Amen. I want you to turn with me in your Bibles to Psalm number 9. Psalm number 9. You have a ribbon marker or a hook marker, put a marker there in Psalm number 9. And then turn to the book of Philippians chapter number 2. Philippians chapter number 2. Good to see my mother-in-law in church. Don't get to see her that often. She's got to stay with us for a couple of weeks, and I always get to see her. Oh, and my father-in-law, by the way. Good to see Dan and Mr. Tom and his wife. Amen. Glad they're here. Amen. Good to see Mr. Brenda with you.
Good to be.
All right. Philippians chapter number 2 and verse number 15, if you'll stand in honor of God's word, please. The Bible says that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. I want you to notice the phrase, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. A crooked and perverse nation. Turn to Psalm number 9. Psalm number 9. Look at verse number 17. One verse there. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations. All nations. Father, Lord, we're humbled tonight to stand before this people, family, friends, Lord, some we just met this week. We thank you tonight for the opportunity to come and worship. Lord, we don't understand when children of God turn down such an opportunity. Lord, we pray that you would work in the hearts and the lives and of every church member, of every member of this church that's not here tonight. We pray that you'll put it on their heart, that you'll burden them, that you'll give them a desire for Holy Ghost revival. Lord, we're thankful for those that are here tonight. We're thankful for their attendance, for their attention tonight. I pray that you'll help us, Lord, to be brief. Lord, help us to be obedient. Help us to say and to do everything that you would have us to. We pray that you'll speak to every heart, every family, Lord, every home. We pray especially if there's anyone here that's never been saved, that you'll save their soul before it's everlasting and eternal. Father, I need you tonight. I need your touch. I need your anointing. I pray that you'll help me say and do everything that you would have me to. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to preach tonight on things that our nation needs. Things that our nation needs. In Philippians chapter number 2, And verse 15, there are two words that you and I need to consider tonight. The word crooked describes a nation as being a crooked nation. I believe that describes our nation tonight. Can you say amen?
Amen.
It means to be warped. It means to be bent. Something that is twisted or deformed. I believe that America has turned its back on God.
Amen.
The other word is perverse. We see perversion all over the place these days. Amen. They used to hide it. Now it's out in the open. Now they force it on us. It's in everything. You can't even watch the television. Amen. You can't watch a decent show as you turn over to Andy Griffith or some, you know, Western or something like that. The word perverse means depraved. It means that it's sick. That's what our country has gotten to be. Amen. It's perverse.
Amen.
It is sick. It is unnatural. It is unacceptable. I believe that our nation today is immoral. It is unethical. It is unconscionable. It is unreasonable and forgetful. I believe this once great nation has forgotten God.
Right.
I believe that America has not only forgotten God, but I believe that America has indeed forsaken and rejected the one, the true, the living God. This nation has rejected God's word. It has refused God's way. It has persecuted God's work. It has ignored God's warning. This nation is in trouble. This nation is in turmoil. This nation is terrible. Can you say amen?
Amen.
I don't want you to misunderstand me at all, but I'm proud to be an American. I don't want to live in France. Amen. I don't want to live in Russia. I don't want to live in China. I'm glad to be an American, but I believe that we're in bad shape. I believe our country has turned against us.
Right, Mother, go ahead.
Amen. I believe so. I believe this nation has departed from biblical purity. I believe that this nation has a debauched presidency. Somebody say amen.
Right.
I believe that this nation has depraved politicians. It has a disloyal populace. This nation has a dispassionate patriotism. I believe that this nation has deserted the person of an Almighty God.
Amen.
I believe that sin today is as prevalent in America as it was in Sodom and Gomorrah.
Right.
Amen. I believe that. Amen. Our church, we've adopted some resolutions. I'm sure you've done the same thing. We didn't need to do that because this preacher will not capitulate to some of the garbage that they're trying to force on us. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Jude, chapter number 1, verse number 7, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication. You know what? That's even gotten over into the church. Amen. It seems like it's commonplace today, you know, for children to be born out of wedlock. It seems like it's an acceptable thing for, you know, couples to shack up together. The Bible calls that chambering. If you'll look it up, that's what it says right there. Amen. It's shacking up, living together. That had never been right, still in right. Amen. That's just like Sodom and Gomorrah. And it says, and going after strange flesh. I don't think I need to elaborate on that. Amen. I believe you understand what that means. Huh? I believe it's not talking about somebody that's strange to you. I believe it's talking about somebody that's totally different. It's talking about men with men and women with women. There's something wrong with that. Something unnatural about that. It's an abomination. I believe that this nation has been warned. I believe it's been judged and will continue to be judged and even more severely if it doesn't repent.
Amen.
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 Amen. America's bent in sin. It's bound for hell. I do not know, honestly, I stand here with a broken heart, a burdened heart, I do not know if we can ever recover from our sin. I believe you're coming to the Lord is immediate.
Amen.
And there's not much time. Amen. I believe this, if we're to ever recover, I believe this nation needs certain things. Things that it cannot survive without. Number one, I believe that this nation needs prayer.
Amen.
Prayer and supplication. I believe that this is a nation of prayerlessness. Because it's a nation of prayerlessness, it is a nation of powerlessness. Amen. Listen, I believe without prayer, you cannot have power. Without prayer, this country will not survive.
Right.
The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 64 and verse 27, "And there is none that calleth upon thy name, that stirreth up himself to take hold of thee." You know, if you don't feel burdened to pray, if you don't feel like praying, if you're just physically down, emotionally down, the least you could do for your country, your family, your church, is to stir yourself up enough to say, you know what? I need to pray. They need the prayer. I need to practice. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Our country will not survive without prayer. Can you say amen? All right. I believe real and earnest prayers must be made by God's people. If we don't pray, who will? The Muslim? The Muslims will pray on us. Amen. You and I need to pray for our country. I believe that it is time for you and I to quit playing and start praying. I believe if there was ever a time for you and I to pray, now is the time.
Amen.
Say, what kind of praying do we need? Well, we need faithful praying. Pray without ceasing. Pray consistently. Pray constantly. Amen. Pray persistently. Persevere. Pray tirelessly. Pray every day. Pray every hour. Pray every moment. Pray, I believe, every minute of every day. I believe we need faithful praying. I believe you need to pray not only when you're glad, when you're happy, but when you're sad and when you're bad, you need to pray.
Amen.
We need family praying. Amen.
Right.
I believe we need to pray at home. We need to pray at the house of God. We need to pray at the altars. Amen. I haven't seen the altars full. I've seen people come to the altar. I used to brag at our church on about these altar benches up here. At Benville Baptist Church, we had altar benches. Amen. We had places to go pray. And I've been begging for somebody for the last year to make altar benches at our church for us. And I bragged on it. I believe that this is the place to pray right now. Amen. I believe daddies and mamas need to get up here and pray for their families. Amen. Grandparents need to get up here and pray for their families. Husbands need to pray for wives. Wives need to pray for their husbands. We need to pray with our families and for our families. Amen. I'll tell you why a lot of folks can't get their family in church. Because the folks that are in church won't get up there and pray for them. It's not good enough on prayer meeting night to say, you know, I want you to pray for Aunt Sue and Uncle John. Pray for my son. Pray for my daughter. Pray for my husband. If you're not willing to pray for them yourself. Amen. I believe you and I need to get serious. Get up on these altars. Get down on our knees and start praying. We need fervent praying. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You and I need godly praying, Holy Ghost-filled praying, energetic praying. Can you say amen? I believe that prayer works when God's people are right. I believe tonight would be a good time for us to get right and get busy and start praying. I believe we need passionate praying. I believe you and I need to be seer. We need to have zeal. You and I need to be real. We need to start agonizing instead of organizing.
Right, no.
We need passionate praying. We need personal praying. Heartfelt praying. You know, none of this impersonal stuff going through the motions. I believe you and I need to get real. Get down to business with God. start pouring our hearts out. If you care about your country, if you care about your church, if you care about your family, I'm telling you, I believe if the Lord tarries His coming, it's going to get rough here.
Yep.
Amen. We don't need to fear. We have the weapon of prayer. We better start using it. I believe that we need private praying. We shouldn't pray only at the house of God. We need to pray at home. I believe everybody ought to have a closet.
Amen.
For prayer. I love my prayer place. Amen. I'm thankful that I have a place to pray. How many of y'all have a place to pray? I hope you do. If you don't, you ought to. I'm talking about, you say, well, I can pray anywhere, brother. I understand that. But I'm talking about, you know, when you pray in the closet, when you pray privately, you're getting alone with God. You're getting all the distractions out of the way. You're getting in a place where you can't hear the TV. You get your phone out of your pocket. You leave it somewhere else. You don't stop praying just to answer a phone call. Amen. I believe that God's people need to get serious about praying. We need to pray for Christians to get right and to get busy for the Lord. Can you say amen?
Amen.
We need to pray for lost sinners to get saved. We need to pray for our nation's leaders. I believe this. I believe we need to pray for their deliverance. We ought to pray for President Barack Obama to get saved. Amen.
Amen.
Case. You know, Hillary gets in there. I believe that we need to pray for her to get saved. Amen. You know what's going to happen if Jezebel and Ahab get in there? That's Bill and Hillary, by the way. Amen. It's going to get worse. It's going to be worse than we've ever seen.
Amen.
Amen. We need to pray for them to get saved. I'm not real sure about Donald Trump. I believe we ought to pray for him and if he's not saved. Amen. And so he'll get saved. We need to pray for their deliverance. We need to pray for their decisions. Maybe they'll seek spiritual guidance. Maybe they'll seek God's will. I mean, they already care less. Could care less about the will of God. Let's pray that they'll be concerned about the will of God. Let's pray for their discernment. You know, I believe they need understanding. I believe that they're messed up in Washington.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Listen, I believe legalizing sin instead of legislating morality proves that our leaders have no discernment, no wisdom, no good common sense whatsoever. Isaiah chapter 5 and verse number 20 says, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." Our nation has turned everything backwards. Amen. Everything is in reverse. You know, our enemies that have attacked us, Muslims, terrorists, whatever you want to call them, they'll say, well, there's some good Muslims and, you know, the others are radicalized. You know, I really don't want to get into all that. But I believe I ought to get every one of them out of here.
That's right.
That's my opinion. I mean, from the doctors on up, you say, man, I got a good doctor. He's from this country and that. I'll tell you what I believe. I believe that every one of them are collecting money to support all these cells.
Amen.
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 Amen. I believe they all need to be put out.
Right.
You say, I believe we ought to just all, you know, kill all of them. I don't want to kill any of them. I don't want to kill Muslims. I don't want to kill queers. I want them to get saved. Amen.
Right.
I believe that you and I need to start praying for our country. I believe that it is praying time. I believe that we've been too long on vacation, and it is praying time. Number two, I believe this nation needs soul winners. Amen. I believe it needs some soul winning. We need to understand that the lost are blind. They're blind to their condition. They're blind to their condemnation. They're blind to the cure, the Lord Jesus Christ. And by God's grace and by His power, I believe that you and I can produce a greater result and have greater influence upon the lost in our country. Not by picketing, not by protesting, not by voting, but by winning souls. Getting folks saved. Amen. You get young people saved. You can change lives. If they're older folks, they need to get saved as well. I believe what you and I need to do is we just need to start preaching, and we need to start proclaiming, and we need to start portraying the light of the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. I believe that you and I need to witness, first of all, visibly. The Bible says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You and I need to let people see Jesus in us and through us. We must shed light on the sinner's corruption. You and I must show the sinner the Lord Jesus Christ with our lives. We have to witness visibly, but then we must witness verbally as well. Amen. We have to live it, and then we have to tell it. The Bible says, go ye in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. We're to be a lighthouse, but then we're to present the gift. We're to share the light of the word. We're to spread the gospel light. It is not enough just to demonstrate. You say, well, you know, I don't feel led to be a soul winner. You don't have to feel led. You've been commanded. You say, well, you know, I'll just be a silent witness. That's good. That's good. You live right. Do right. But there comes a time that you have to present the gospel. You got to open the book. You got, even if it's John 3:16, you have to tell somebody how to get saved. Amen. They're not going to get saved just by watching your life. They may want to get saved by watching your life, but you have to give them the gospel. I believe that it's time for you and I to get up and go and get busy. Time is running out. Y'all believe that?
Yeah.
Number three, I believe this nation needs divine.
That's right, brother.
I believe it needs the scriptures. Turn with me, if you would, in your Bibles to Psalm number 12. Psalm number 12. I believe that America needs to get back to the Bible. I believe that America needs to read the Bible. I believe that America needs to go to church. I believe they need to hear the Word of God. I believe they need to take heed to it. Used to be in America, people were a people of the book. We governed our lips and we governed our lives by the Word of God. Now we're guided and we're governed by public opinion. Situational ethics. You know, if the situation is convenient, I might go to church. I might live right. But if it's not too convenient, then I'm going to have to go another way. I'm going to have to find another route. You know, everybody in the church is against this sin or against that sin or against this sin until it's their sin. Then all of a sudden they're in favor of it. Amen. I can't tell you how many preachers I've ever met. You know, they have a problem in their marriage and they get divorced or they, you know, leave their wife or whatever, and they'll say, you know, I'll never pastor. I'll continue to preach, but I'll never pastor. I know I can't pastor. And in 5 months, they're in another church pastor. Something wrong with them and the church. Say amen. All right. Now listen, I want you to read Psalm number 12 with me. The Bible says, help, Lord. That's what you and I need to be praying tonight. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor, with flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips, and the tongue that speaketh proud things. Who hath said, with our tongue will we prevail, our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the sign of the needy. Now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. Look at verse number 8. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. We're experiencing that in our country right now. Amen. Amen. Wicked men or wicked women in office, and everybody else is doing wickedly. You know, they don't want certain things to be a crime. They don't want it to be called a sin anymore. So they just legalize it. Legalize alcohol. Legalize marijuana. Let's legalize cocaine. Let's legalize LSD. That's what they want to do. That's eventually legalize killing babies. Can you say amen?
Amen.
That's what they've done. But I want you to notice in verses 6 and 7, he says the words of the Lord are pure words. The Word of God is pure in its preparation. It's pure in its precepts. It's pure in its promises. It's been tried, purified 7 times. It is a perfect Bible. I don't know about you. Now, mine has black duct tape all over it, but the words are perfect.
Amen.
Amen. My words are not perfect. Your words are not perfect. Joel Osteen's words are not perfect.
Amen.
Rick Warren's words are not perfect. Benny Hinn's words are not perfect. But the Word of God is perfect. Verse
right,
number
buddy.
6. It is proven. It's been proven by the pardon that it produces. It's been proven by the power that it produces. All you have to do is look at the souls that have been saved. The Bible's true, man. The Bible has power. Look at the lives that have been changed. If it were not for this book, I'm telling you, Eddie Lambert would not be standing here today. Amen? I guarantee you, if it were not for this book, none of you would be sitting here tonight. Amen? It's because it's a proven book. It will never, ever lead you wrong. I may lead you wrong. Brother Willie might lead you wrong. It won't be intentionally, but I'm telling you, this book will never lead you the wrong way. It is pure. It's proven. It is preserved. He says, thou shalt keep them. He's talking about his words. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. I believe tonight I have the conviction, according to the Word of God, that for English-speaking people, that the King James Bible is the inspired, inerrant, intact Word of God.
Amen.
I believe that there is nothing lost in the translation. I do not have to go to another book. Matter of fact, this is what I believe. I believe if you have anything other than a King James Bible, what y'all do is throw that thing on the floor right now and pick up a hymnal, because that's better than that. You say, well, I got one of those NIVs. You mean the not inspired version. You say, no, I got an RSV. You mean the real stupid version. Huh? No, I have the King James Bible, amen? Listen, I have the preserved Word of God. There is nothing lost in the translation. It gets lost in our actions. It gets lost in our inaction, amen? I believe only the Bible can do certain things. I believe it's the only thing that can convert you. It can convert you. It's the only book that will convict you. It's the only book that will cleanse you. It's the only book that will correct you. It's the only book that will change you. It's the only book that will console you. It's the only book that will cheer you. I believe we need to get back in the Bible. I believe we need to pray America back to the Bible. And the least you and I can do is we can get back in the Bible. All right? What are we on? Number 4, I believe that this nation needs salvation. Amen. I believe folks need to be saved. Know what Jesus said? You must be born again. That is a necessity. You must be born again. I believe that what this nation needs is pardon. I believe it needs the new birth. It needs justification, generation, or regeneration. It needs redemption. This nation needs repentance. Lost people in America need to get saved. You and I need to win them to the Lord one by one. If we don't win them, the devil will win them.
Mm-hmm.
I believe what this country needs is a good dose of old-fashioned, Holy Ghost-filled, heaven-sent salvation.
Amen.
Y'all believe that tonight?
Mm-hmm.
I believe that. Let me mention something else. Turn with me in your Bibles. I'm gonna be done very quickly. I'm gonna give you the short version. Proverbs chapter number 14. Number 5, I believe this nation needs separation. I believe that this nation needs to see some right living again. This nation needs to see some purity in our lives, some holiness in our lives. Proverbs 14:34, it says, righteousness exalted a nation. Isn't that right? The Lord loves righteousness. He's lifted us up before. The Lord founded this nation. He lifted this nation up. Amen. We're not Israel, by the way. Amen. We are not His chosen people. I'm talking about as a nation. It doesn't talk about America. You don't find America in prophecy anywhere. Amen? Listen, I believe that He chose Israel. I believe that He'll keep His promises to Israel. But I believe righteousness exalted the nation. But sin is a reproach to any people. If God's people are ever to influence anybody ever again, we're going to have to be different. I believe there's going to have to be a clear difference. If you and I are to regain the favor of God, we must repent. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse number 14 says, If my people, amen? It starts with God's people. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. It's got to start with us. Amen. I believe you and I ought to be different in our conduct. I believe we ought to be different in our company. We ought to be different in our communication. We ought to be different in our clothing. Can you say amen? Christians ought to look like Christians. Amen. We ought to not look like heathens or like bar hoppers. Listen, when I come to church, I come to the house of God. I don't know how to say that. I believe when I come to God's house, we ought to never see the three demons. Y'all know what three D's are. Huh? That's called bosom, belly, and behind. Those things you shouldn't see in the house of God. Am I right? Huh? I think you and I ought to be separate in our clothing, separate in our convictions. I believe the problem today is too many can talk the talk, but not walk the walk. One more thing, I'll let you go. I know it's getting late. I believe that there's only one surefire thing that will ever straighten out this country, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? I believe the sovereign presence of the Lord Jesus, the second coming, that will straighten out. I believe that's what we do. How many of y'all believe Jesus is coming? Amen. I believe He's coming soon. Amen. I believe that He's coming. He's coming soon. I believe that He'll return, number one, in the rapture for His church. I believe after that, there'll be a period upon the earth called the 7-year tribulation, 3.5 years of false peace, 3.5 years of the great tribulation. Right nearly at the end, the Lord will come back at the revelation as the King of kings and Lord of lords. He will return, and then He'll set up His kingdom, and He'll reign upon the earth for 1,000 years.
Amen.
He'll rule with a rod of iron, and then He will rid the earth of all of its corruption. All corrupt practices, all corrupt politicians, all corrupt people. Corruption altogether will be gone. Amen. And ask you if you would, bow your heads, close your eyes. Ultimately, God's going to heal this whole world when He comes. That doesn't mean that every person's going to get saved. In fact, it means quite the opposite. It means that everybody that doesn't believe on the Lord Jesus Christ is going to be cast into the lake of fire. And everyone that is saved will spend eternity with the Lord and enjoy a new peace, a new heaven, and a new earth. The verse in the Bible that says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. I wonder if America can really say one nation under God, in God we trust. I know it's late, but here's what I'd like for you to do. If you care any about your country. Would you come pray, Lord? Would you come pray for your country? Right up here at the front, right up here on these altars, sit on the first pew. If you care anything about your church whatsoever, having revival, come pray for your church. If you care about your home, you care about your family members, you have family members that are not saved, they're not right, not serving God, come pray for them. You care about lost sinners, if you know somebody that's never been saved, friend, family member, co-worker, somebody you just met today, an associate, an acquaintance, come pray for them. Come pray for yourself. That you'll be surrendered to the Lord. That you'll commit yourself to Him. To being a better Christian, a better citizen, a better churchman. Father, we do thank you and praise you for this day. We thank you for this people. We thank you for the opportunity tonight to preach. We pray that you'll help us, Lord, to take heed to the Word of God. Lord, our hearts are burdened about our country. Lord, not only the country, but our churches. Lord, Christians are falling by the wayside, failing every day, compromising every day. Lord, trying to fit in the mold of the world. Oh God, I pray that you'll help us not to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed. If there's anyone here lost tonight, I pray that you'll save their soul. In Jesus' name I pray.
Today is the day.